Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading a story by an author that we have featured on here many times before. The story is called And What If Pip Fell Down a Well by Overlord Flinks. Yes, the Overlord Flinks who actually wrote Know Your Mayor and many other stories. Actually, this is another sequel to a story that we have read before. Apparently a sequel to the story Luna Makes Toast. Now, here is a list of my lovely Patreon supporters who keep this channel alive and keep me eating. Now, let's get into the meat of the story, and don't forget that if the button under this video is still red, it means that you have not yet subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions and are not being notified about our latest releases. If you want to be notified, click the subscribe button and the bell icon next to it, setting it to all notifications. Make friends. Making friends will always be perhaps one of the hardest tasks anyone sets off to do. No matter how young or old someone is, making friends never gets any easier. Everyone has likes and dislikes, which sooner or later causes heads to butt over who has to change their likes or dislikes to better suit the group. When that happens, friendships between those few is ruined. So most are afraid to make that first contact with someone. It's common nature to fear rejection or the possibility that down the road things won't work out. That's one root reason why making friends is never easy. However, those people have the wrong idea entirely. You shouldn't take the time to find friends for yourself. No, you don't know anything about yourself. Who are you to say what's best for you? If you pick your friends, you'll just end up with bad seats or fair-weather friends. It's up to your dearest and most trusted companion to sort through every possibility to find who is or isn't right to be your friend. That's why Pipsqueak is lucky to have such a dedicated friend like Princess Luna.
Luna, I admire your well-meaning intentions. Celestia leaned down to whisper into her sister's ear while also looking at the extensive line of assorted fillies, colts, mares and stallions stretching for nearly a mile before Luna behind the desk.
But this all seems unorthodox.
Princess Luna, her horns magic gripping around a collective of papers, tapped the bundle against the face of her desk, looking as professional as she saw this job to be.
Unorthodox measures are required for unorthodox circumstances, sister.
Luna looked over the long line of ponies that responded to her want ad, listing Pipsqueak as needing a friend.
My dearest comrade is in grievous neglect of a multitude of friends to play and jostle about with. And I shall be to Tartarus if I do not lend my aid to finding him friends.
Once more, Celestia looked over at the long line of waiting ponies and shook her head. As stressful as the sight was, Celestia still smiled and took her leave down the halls of the castle.
Do as you wish, Luna. Just please don't destroy the castle.
Left to herself and the willing applicants out before her, Luna looked down to the start of her list of possible friends for Pipsqueak. It was a long list with many hopeful appliers, but only the cream of the crop could be picked to be Pipsqueak's best friend. Luna was more determined for this task than any other she had faced before. With pride welling inside her for the task at hand, she spoke the first name.
Now, Gilda, correct? If your transcript is to be believed, you are a practical joker enthusiast.
Yeah. I like playing tricks on people if that's what it means.
Indeed. That is well and good. But what should happen if Pipsqueak broke his leg tripping over one of your tricks?
I guess love?
Get out.
Your papers check out very well. Dedicated, hardworking, and you work very well under pressuring situations. Overall, you seem like an ideal friend, little strongheart.
I am most pleased to hear that. Nevertheless, if we were to put all of that aside, tell me, how would you handle a case where Buffalo were to trample Pipsqueak?
I would veer the stampede away from him and have them trample over anywhere else.
Fair answer. Yet your immediate response should always be push Pipsqueak out of the way and have yourself trampled.
But what would it matter if I safely prevented anyone from being hurt?
The safety of everyone else pales in comparison to your friend, even more so when that friend is Pip.
Discord, what are you doing in this line?
I thought it was a line for the bathroom.
There exists a multitude of bathrooms outside of the castle. Why not use one of those?
Oh, hugging all the good TP for yourself, huh? This is a dictatorship!
Move along. You talk a big game, you spout a plethora of recommendations, and you have a redeeming list of accomplishments. So I must inquire, why pound cake? Why? Your argument is compelling. I yield to that. We shall be in touch. It says here you have been fired once. I quit. Regardless, that does not look too favorably on you. I know, but I had to. Such is what all deserters say. Moving on. Your previous employer wrote that you were a blind-eyed wannabe? How would that benefit Pipsqueak? It wouldn't. But I have a lot of other things I can offer. I'm really great with kids, actually. You do understand this isn't a babysitting job, correct? Yes, I know. Really, I don't have many friends my own age. So I thought I'd start, well, small? You have a certain modesty about you. Very well, let me ask you this. What would you do if Pipsqueak broke his leg? Splint it back up on the spot with a medical kit. What if he was about to be trampled? Throw myself in the way. Under attack by a hydra? Cover myself in honey and have it attack me. What if Pip fell down a well? Break down the well and be sued by the town for breaking it to save him. When can you start, Coco?
Hello and welcome back to Commentamos with Your Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated and helps to keep the lights on around here. And to buy me food, actually. Yes, yeah, I need food. Anyhow, let's get into the meat of the story. Okay, I do not quite see the connection here between Luna Makes Toast and this one. Because if I remember correctly, Luna Makes Toast was a story about Luna wanting to prove to Celestia that she can make herself breakfast and that, you know, Celestia didn't have to prepare breakfast for her. This one is about Luna trying to find a friend for Pipsqueak. You know, I kind of always found it weird that everyone was shipping the whole thing with Luna and Pipsqueak because, guys, Pipsqueak is a kid. And as friends, yes, okay, but still, Luna is several thousand years old. And Pipsqueak is how old? 6, 7, maybe 10? I find that whole dynamic a little bit creepy. But yeah. Anyhow, cute story and one of my favorite characters, Coco Pomel. So this story is automatically a 10 out of 10. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, let me know what you think about this job interview that Luna holds here for being Pipsqueak's friend. And as always, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.